The Gospel according to John.
After this, Jesus went across Lake Galilee, or Lake Tiberias. Many people followed him because they saw the miracles he did to heal the sick. Jesus went up on a hill and there sat down with his followers. It was almost the time for the Jewish Passover feast. Jesus looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him. He said to Philip,
"Where can we buy bread for all these people to eat?"
Jesus asked Philip this question to test him. Jesus already knew what he planned to do.
"Someone would have to work almost a year to buy enough bread for each person here to have only a little piece."
Another follower there was Andrew. He was Simon Peter's brother. Andrew said,
"Here is a boy with 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 little fish. But that is not enough for so many people."
"Tell the people to sit down."
This was a very grassy place. There were about 5,000 men who sat down there. Then Jesus took the loaves of bread. He thanked God for the bread and gave it to the people who were sitting there. He did the same with the fish. He gave them as much as they wanted. They all had enough to eat. When they had finished, Jesus said to his followers,
"Gather the pieces of fish and bread that were not eaten. Don't waste anything."
So they gathered up the pieces that were left. They filled 12 large baskets with the pieces that were left of the 5 barley loaves. The people saw this miracle that Jesus did.
"He must truly be the prophet who is coming into the world."
Jesus knew that the people planned to come and take him by force and make him their king. So he left and went into the hills alone. That evening, Jesus' followers went down to Lake Galilee. It was dark now, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The followers got into a boat and started across the lake to Capernaum. By now, a strong wind was blowing, and the waves on the lake were getting bigger. They rowed the boat about 3 or 4 miles. Then they saw Jesus walking on the water, coming toward the boat. The followers were afraid.
"Don't be afraid. It is I."
Then they were glad to take him into the boat. At once, the boat came to land at the place where they wanted to go. The next day came. Some people had stayed on the other side of the lake. They knew that Jesus had not gone in the boat with his followers, but that they had left without him. And they knew that only one boat had been there. But then some boats came from Tiberias. They landed near the place where the people had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. The people saw that Jesus and his followers were not there now. So they got into boats and went to Capernaum. They wanted to find Jesus. The people found Jesus on the other side of the lake.
"Teacher, when did you come here?"
"Are you looking for me because you saw me do miracles? No, I tell you the truth. You are looking for me because you ate the bread and were satisfied. Earthly food spoils and ruins. So don't work to get that kind of food, but work to get the food that stays good always and gives you eternal life. The Son of Man will give you that food. God the Father has shown that he is with the Son of Man."
"What are the things God wants us to do?"
"The work God wants you to do is this: to believe in the one that God sent."
"What miracle will you do?"
"If we can see a miracle, then we will believe you. What will you do?"
"Our ancestors ate the manna in the desert. This is written in the scriptures. God gave them bread from heaven to eat."
"I tell you the truth. Moses was not the one who gave you bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. God's bread is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world."
"Sir, give us this bread always."
"I am the bread that gives life. He who comes to me will never be hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you before, you have seen me, and you still don't believe. The Father gives me the people who are mine. Every one of them will come to me, and I will always accept them. I came down from heaven to do what God wants me to do. I did not come to do what I want to do. I must not lose even one of those that God has given me, but I must raise them up on the last day. This is what the one who sent me wants me to do. Everyone who sees the Son and believes in him has eternal life. I will raise him up on the last day. This is what my Father wants.
The Jews began to complain about Jesus. They complained because he said, "I am the bread that comes down from heaven."
This is Jesus. We know his father and mother. He is only Joseph's son.
How can he say, "I came down from heaven"?
Stop complaining to each other. The Father is the one who sent me. No one can come to me unless the Father draws him to me. And I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, "God will teach all the people." Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. I tell you the truth. He who believes has eternal life. I am the bread that gives life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but still they died. Here is the bread that comes down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will never die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh. I will give my flesh so that the people in the world may have life.
Then the Jews began to argue among themselves.
How can this man give us his flesh to eat?
I tell you the truth. You must eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and you must drink his blood. If you don't do this, and you won't have real life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. I will raise him up on the last day. My flesh is true food. My blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I live in him. The Father sent me. The Father lives, and I live because of the Father. So he who eats me will live because of me. I am not like the bread our ancestors ate. They ate that bread, but still they died. I am the bread that came down from heaven. He who eats this bread will live forever.
Jesus said all these things while he was teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. The followers of Jesus heard this. Many of them said,
"This teaching is hard. Who can accept it?"
Jesus knew that his followers were complaining about this.
"Does this teaching bother you? Then will it also bother you to see the Son of Man going back to the place where he came from? It is not the flesh that gives a person life. It is the spirit that gives life. The words I told you are spirit, and so they give life. But some of you don't believe."
Jesus knew who did not believe. He knew this from the beginning, and he knew who would turn against him.
That is the reason I said, if the Father does not let a person come to me, and he cannot come.
After Jesus said this, many of his followers left him. They stopped following him. Jesus asked the 12 followers,
"Do you want to leave too?"
Simon Peter answered Jesus,
Lord, who would we go to? You have the words that give eternal life. We believe in you. We know that you are the Holy One from God.
I chose all 12 of you, but one of you is a devil.
Jesus was talking about Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Judas was one of the 12, but later he was going to turn against Jesus. After this, Jesus traveled around Galilee. He did not want to travel in Judea because the Jews there wanted to kill him. It was time for the Jewish Feast of Shelters, so Jesus' brothers said to him,
"You should leave here and go to Judea. Then your followers can see the miracles you do. Anyone who wants to be well known does not hide what he does. If you are doing these things, show yourself to the world."
Even Jesus' brothers did not believe in him.
"The right time for me has not yet come, but any time is right for you. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I tell about the evil things it does. So you go to the feast. I will not go now. The right time for me has not yet come."
After saying this, Jesus stayed in Galilee. So Jesus' brothers left to go to the feast. When they had gone, Jesus went too. But he did not let people see him. At the feast, the Jews were looking for him.
"Where is that man?"
There was a large crowd of people there. Many of them were whispering to each other about Jesus.
"He is a good man."
"No, he fools the people."
But no one was brave enough to talk about Jesus openly. They were afraid of the Jews. The feast was about half over. Then Jesus went to the temple and began to teach. The Jews were amazed.
"This man has never studied in school. How did he learn so much?"
Jesus answered,
"The things I teach are not my own. My teaching comes from him who sent me. If anyone chooses to do what God wants, then he will know that my teaching comes from God. He will know that this teaching is not my own. He who teaches his own ideas is trying to get honor for himself. But he who tries to bring honor to the one who sent him, that person speaks the truth. There is nothing false in him. Moses gave you the law, but none of you obey that law. Why are you trying to kill me?"
"A demon has come into you. We are not trying to kill you."
"I did one miracle, and you were all amazed. Moses gave you the law about circumcision. But really, Moses did not give you circumcision. Circumcision came from our ancestors. And yet you circumcise a baby boy on a Sabbath day. This shows that a baby boy can be circumcised on a Sabbath day to obey the law of Moses. So why are you angry at me for healing a person's whole body on the Sabbath day? Stop judging by the way things look. Be fair and judge by what is really right."
Then some of the people who lived in Jerusalem said,
"This is the man they are trying to kill.
But he is teaching where everyone can see and hear him, and no one is trying to stop him. Maybe the leaders have decided that he really is the Christ."
"But we know where this man is from. Yet when the real Christ comes, no one will know where he comes from."
Jesus was still teaching in the temple. He cried out,
"Yes, you know me, and you know where I am from. But I have not come by my own authority. I was sent by the one who is true. You don't know him, but I know him. I am from him, and he sent me."
When Jesus said this, they tried to seize him, but no one was able to touch him. It was not yet the right time. But many of the people believed in Jesus.
"When the Christ comes, will he do more miracles than this man has done?"
The Pharisees heard the crowd whispering these things about Jesus.
So the leading priests and the Pharisees sent some temple guards to arrest him. Then Jesus said,
I will be with you a little while longer. Then I will go back to the one who sent me. You will look for me, but you will not find me. And you cannot come where I am.
The Jews said to each other,
Where will this man go so we cannot find him? Will he go to the Greek cities where our people live? Will he teach the Greek people there?
This man says, You will look for me, but you will not find me. He also says, You cannot come where I am. What does this mean?
The last day of the feast came. It was the most important day. On that day, Jesus stood up and said in a loud voice,
If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. If a person believes in me, rivers of living water will flow out from his heart. This is what the scripture says.
Jesus was talking about the Holy Spirit. The Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet been raised to glory. But later, those who believed in Jesus would receive the Spirit. The people heard these things that Jesus said. Some of them said,
This man really is the prophet.
He is the Christ.
The Christ will not come from Galilee. The scripture says that the Christ will come from David's family. And the scripture says that the Christ will come from Bethlehem, the town where David lived.
So the people did not agree with each other about Jesus. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one was able to touch him. The temple guards went back to the leading priests and the Pharisees. The priests and the Pharisees asked,
Why didn't you bring Jesus?
The things he says are greater than the words of any man.
The Pharisees answered,
So Jesus has fooled you too. Have any of the leaders or the Pharisees believed in him? No. But those people who know nothing about the law are under God's curse.
But Nicodemus was there in that group. He was the one who had gone to see Jesus before. Nicodemus said,
Our law does not judge a man without hearing him. We cannot judge him until we know what he has done.
Are you from Galilee too? Study the scriptures. You will learn that no prophet comes from Galilee.
And everyone left and went home.